Chapter 18, My Favorite Opportunity in Business. Earlier in this book, I introduced the concept of learning knowledge and skills that are future-proof. The idea is to learn things that will become more valuable over time and not less valuable. In this section, I would like to share my favorite business models and my favorite future-proof skills to learn in business. In the first world, we have recently emerged from a cultural context where individuals typically had a business career focused around one job or role or one trade that we did for decades and then retired with either a pension or a Social Security income. We're moving into a future where we will have likely dozens of different roles, positions, jobs, businesses, projects, spanning several careers in different domains and industries. And the social support system that we have counted on to take care of us later in life is definitely in question. I've read estimates that in a typical career, one can expect to have a dozen jobs in multiple different industries. And this is accelerating. Think about what you were doing for work 5 years ago. Is it the same as what you're doing now? What I'm doing now is very different from what I was doing 5 years ago. I can't even imagine what I'll be doing in another 5 years as my work. I have some rough outlines, but who knows? The things I can predict, the hard trends about work in my future are, it will involve learning new skills and ideas. It will involve creating valuable products and services. It will involve sales and marketing to get customers. It will involve knowledge and education. Whatever you're doing, I assume that your future will be similar in this way. Whether you're working in a job or building your own business or investing, your work will involve these elements. With that in mind, it's important to be having experiences that help you learn the key skills associated with each of these areas so that you can quickly adapt to your new roles and environments, learn and understand how value is produced for others in your new role, and see that you're able to financially and personally benefit from what you're doing. The following business skills and models are the ones that I feel are most important to learn for success in the future business environment that's coming. A few important information economy frames. We are transitioning from a work environment of physical productivity to a work environment of mental productivity. Peter Drucker coined the terms knowledge work and knowledge worker to describe people that primarily work with their minds rather than their hands. And now, most of the people who work in the first world countries are knowledge workers and are paid primarily for what they do in their minds, not with their hands. Knowledge work involves searching for knowledge, analyzing information, making predictions, making decisions, mentally designing, communicating, collaborating, and persuading others to act on your ideas and conclusions. These are skills that require a different type of educational experience than our current education system provides. Knowledge work is much harder to measure and evaluate than physical work. If you are doing manual labor, I can watch what you're doing and see if you're producing the output that is required. If you're doing mental work, it's much more challenging to measure productivity. We are entering a more entrepreneurial phase of our business evolution in general. This means that not only are we working more primarily with knowledge and ideas, but we're also increasingly going to be doing it in the context of our own businesses. These will range from research, coaching, and consulting businesses to the production of educational courses and knowledge products to the creation of new business organizations to educate people in large numbers and much more. Not to mention the business models that fuse knowledge work and technology like software. And finally, a key point that I'm making in this book is that you can learn to improve your knowledge work skills. There are methods and models for becoming better at learning, thinking, decisions, design, communication, collaboration, and more. This book is mostly devoted to teaching new models for learning, thinking, and creative imagination in order to help you adapt to and be attractive in the coming environment. One way to take yourself up to the next level relative to this knowledge work game is to start and build an information business. We could define an information business as any business model that offers as its main product information, knowledge, or learning. Examples include writing a book, doing seminars or webinars, coaching and consulting, creating an online course, producing a digital product, doing a podcast, making a news site or service, writing a blog, building a research business. What makes these models unique and special is that the core of their product or service offering is mostly about information and knowledge. They don't focus on making physical products like shoes or cars. They don't provide labor for the production of physical products. They work more or less in the domain of pure knowledge. I began my serious business career by working as a real estate agent. My product was the homes that I was selling. Later, I went to work for a company that produced real estate seminars and training courses. At that company, our product was the knowledge of how to get clients and sell more real estate. Later, I started my own independent one-man consulting and coaching business, teaching real estate professionals how to get more clients. This is a key distinction when learning about knowledge work and knowledge products and services. Packaging up information and knowledge about how to do something is very different from doing the thing. Because the right piece of knowledge can dramatically improve your ability to do a particular thing or get a particular result in life, some knowledge can be very valuable. I know people who sell online training courses for thousands of dollars, and some who have digital courses and online programs that are tens of thousands of dollars or more. These courses and programs offer knowledge that is extremely valuable and so justify the high investment prices. My journey with knowledge products. On April 18th, 2001, my life changed with the self-publication of my first book. We had just emerged from the tech-driven stock market crash in 2000. When I told people that I was starting an online business, they looked at me as if to say, "I'm sorry." I had spent the previous few years trying to figure out the dating game, and once I did, I realized that this was a perfect opportunity to create an information business, teaching other men the knowledge of how to get dates. I told you part of this story earlier, but I want to share a few more details with you here so you can see how important this new domain of opportunity is. When I started this company, I had to learn how to do all of the aspects of the business myself. I was literally launching it from my bedroom. Because the business sold information in the form of an ebook, it was a highly educational experience. When I completed my book, then put it online for sale and had my first sales, the light bulb really went on in my head. People around the world were going online, looking for advice on dating, finding my website, and then paying me for a digital copy of my book. They were trading digital money for digital information, and it was all happening instantly. Information and knowledge businesses were already fascinating, but this took things to another level. Instead of having to do a live seminar or send out a package in the mail with video and audio training or big workbooks, this was all happening completely in the digital domain. I could tell that this was going to change everything. A few months later, I was experimenting and learning more about online marketing. I decided to do a price test and see if another price would be better for my book. I started out selling my book for $29.95, and I decided one day to test selling the book for $10 more, for $39.95. I woke up that morning, changed the price, and then drove a couple of hours to spend the day with two friends of mine who were visiting. I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and they were in San Diego for a conference, so I drove down and hung out with them for the afternoon. Later in the day, I asked one of them if I could borrow his computer to check my sales stats. When I looked, I couldn't believe my eyes. I had a record day, selling 10 copies of my book that day. Because I had raised my price by $10, I had made about $400 in sales. I quickly did the math in my head and realized that if I kept up this sales pace, I would make $12,000 in sales in a month. A feeling came over me that I'll never forget. I'm free, I thought to myself. At this point, I hired my first virtual assistant for $6 per hour. She came to work with me 20 hours per week, doing things like customer service, handling download problems, and managing refund requests. It was incredible to be able to have someone working with me on my team who was a couple of thousand miles away and instantly have 20 hours of my time freed up to work on other things. As I hired people to build my business, everyone worked from home. We never had an office. This has proven to be a great model for me and my team and for all of our lives. From that point, I went on to do my first live seminar. I had 23 people pay to attend, and with my team and guest teachers and friends, there were maybe 40 or 50 people in the room total. I borrowed a video camera and had someone stand in the back of the room to videotape it. From the recordings, I created my first audio course, which I sold for about $200. The day I released this audio course, my business doubled. After that, I started interviewing dating experts and selling a monthly subscription to the audio recordings for $20 per month. Soon, I had hundreds of people signed up as subscribers. In my first year, I did $133,000 in sales. Then things really took off. I did about $500,000 my second year, then $1.5 million the next year, and then $5 million the next year. As I built my company those first few years, friends became very interested in what I was doing. Many of them asked me to show them how I was building this business and working from home. I showed one friend the model, and he partnered with his wife and built a company selling ebooks on how to plan your own wedding. He quickly got that business up to tens of thousands of dollars per month in sales. Then someone bought the company from him for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Another friend used the model to launch a business teaching people how to play poker. He sold that business, and it made him a millionaire in his early 20s. One of the guys on our team wrote a book and put it online, and then he partnered with our company to promote it. We grew that business to many millions of dollars in sales, and it still makes sales every day many years later. As more and more people came to ask me about how I was building this business, I realized I might be able to start teaching business in the same way I was teaching dating. In 2007, I offered a live 5-day workshop called Altitude. I marketed it to entrepreneurs and offered to teach them how I grew my virtual business to millions in sales. We had about 100 people fly in from 26 different countries and invest $10,000 apiece to attend. I used my information product model, video recorded the course, then produced a video version, which I did a product launch for online. We did $1.7 million in sales in 4 days and 4 hours. We had to shut down early because I completely sold out. That was a crazy few days. I have since gone on to create dozens of courses on all aspects of online business and entrepreneurship, offering programs priced between a few dollars up to $30,000 for my highest-end mastermind. Today, the entire information industry is a multi-trillion dollar affair. If you think about it, companies like Google are actually selling information. We humans are waking up to the fact that information can be extremely valuable, especially when it's information that can help us get more of something we want or avoid something we don't want. My friend Alex Mondozian says something profound. Every business is in the information business. My companies have sold our information and knowledge products to over 1 million people now online. I've never met most of those people in person or talked to them in a live conversation. The majority of them visited one of my websites, decided to purchase one of my books or courses, and then went through the course online or on their computer. We've done well over $100 million in sales of information and knowledge products in total. What was particularly interesting was that I was getting paid to figure out how to make my business successful and my life work, and then teaching others what I was doing. This is how I approach life in general now. When I find an area of life that I'd like to learn about, I assume that someday others will be interested in learning whatever it is that I figure out. Right now, for example, I have a daughter who's almost 5 years old. I have been learning about parenting for the past 5 years, reading books and getting to know people who have knowledge and experience in this area. I have a couple of documents where I keep notes about what I'm learning, and so far I have probably 100+ pages of notes, links, quotes, and references about what I'm learning. Every once in a while, I have a big breakthrough in understanding some key domain of parenthood. When I have one of these insights, I make sure to write down the insight, how I learned the elements that led up to the insight, the experience or situation that triggered the insight, etc. I have very little experience with children before my daughter. I didn't take courses on early childhood development in school, I don't have nieces and nephews that I grew up spending time with, and I'm not a natural with children. I can tell you that for sure. But I'm a good student, and I want to learn. I want to be the best parent I can be, and I'm learning a little at a time. When I learn a tip from someone else or read a great book about parenting, it all goes into my notes. Someday, I will likely take all this knowledge and teach a course on parenting and teaching children. Because this is a domain that is not natural for me to learn about, it might be several years of continuing this process before I'll feel like I have enough material and enough confidence to start sharing it with others. But I believe that at some point, what I've learned will become extremely valuable. I have had a few insights over the past few years about how children experience the world and how they develop, and about family dynamics that I think are going to help a lot of people. By the way, I mentioned the idea of the critical counterintuitive earlier. When I'm learning about a particular domain of life, this is what I'm always watching for. It's those lessons that really hit me by surprise, where I must do something that is radically different from what I would have guessed would work, that I know will be valuable later to others. I pay particular attention to those insights. Because this approach is now wired into my thought process at a belief level, and a habitual level, I approach every experience in life as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to have insights and get valuable lessons that will someday be used to teach others. Many of the insights that I have never make it into my courses or products, or at least they haven't yet, but they're all useful and valuable to me. My experiences become stories for when I'm coaching someone individually, or if I'm helping a friend move past a block in their lives. Some knowledge is worth a lot more to others. The value of knowledge varies wildly. What is it worth to know yesterday's winning lottery numbers? What is it worth to know tomorrow's winning lottery numbers? These two pieces of information are clearly very similar, yet they are worth vastly different amounts. A domain that I've been studying for several years is futurism. There are brilliant futurists who have been working on predictive and creative models of the future for decades, and you can learn these models and approaches in a few hours by reading their books or watching their videos. Some of my favorites include Ray Kurzweil, Daniel Burris, Joel Barker, Peter Schwartz, Peter Diamandis, John Nesbitt, and Alvin Toffler. Their models and mindsets are priceless when it comes to learning how to see how the future will unfold. In an ideal world, you would imagine your future and visualize the life you'd like to be living, and then go and find opportunities that give you experience learning skills and models and building relationships that get you to that future. You would only have experiences that you learn from that get you one step closer to the future that you want to be living. This is the return on experience model that we learned earlier. So the ideal experiential learning process teaches you something that you'll use to create the future you want to live in, becomes more valuable over time and at each level of your personal and professional development, combines with other skills and models to have a multiplying power, prepares you for the next coming level of opportunity so you recognize it and have what you need to get a foothold and a great start. I'm always on the lookout for these types of models, skills, and experiences because they are future-proof. What's the most interesting educational and future-proof set of skills that I know? It's these knowledge work skills that I'm discussing with you here. It's going to the point of creating information and knowledge products. Here's a roadmap to follow if you're ready to build a knowledge-based business. Begin with coaching. Coaching is a universal Swiss Army knife skill that is becoming core to almost every type of relationship and situation that we have in our lives. From friendship to business collaboration, from management to leadership, from romantic relationship to business partnership, the skill of coaching helps you create more success and growth. When people ask me which type of business I think they could start, I very often answer coaching. I define coaching as supporting another person through a transition in their lives. When you understand how to ask the right questions to help a person get clarity and make decisions, this is incredibly valuable. All of us are going through more transitions in more parts of our lives, and we need the support of others who understand how to get from one place to another in business, in health, and in relationships. This need is compounded by the fact that so many people are spending their time online and on social media rather than in actual social situations with their friends. We're all needing more support, but experiencing less. Coaches are stepping in to fill this gap. Coaching is also a wonderful skill to learn because it helps you to learn about many areas of business as well. To launch and build a coaching business, you learn about online advertising, social media, and professional selling. You learn about how to ask the types of questions that help others identify their blocks and to identify what they want in life. A survey that was done by the International Coach Federation a few years ago showed that the average professional coach was earning $214 per coaching session, which is also an excellent rate for a business that you can run from anywhere using only a computer. I went through a phase in my life in my later 20s where I found myself unemployed and needing to create income for myself. I started a one-man coaching and consulting business and started charging $200 to $300 per hour right out of the gate, which allowed me to get back on my feet quickly. Coaching teaches you so many valuable skills that I think it should be mandatory training for everyone as we're growing up. If you're interested in learning more about coaching, visit my website and watch my videos about our virtual coach course, or go to virtualcoach.com. Online courses. The explosion of interest in learning has created a situation where people around the world are investing in and consuming knowledge at an increasing rate. I have been creating online courses and digital products for many years now, and this is my personal favorite business model. Each of us knows how to do something that would be very valuable for others to learn how to do, and often all that stands in the way is taking that knowledge and recording it in an audio or video course. I like to teach live seminars and live webinars, and then record them and turn the recordings into online courses that I sell on my site. This has been my primary business model for many years. I create new courses and programs each year on various topics and then market them to people who want to learn about that area of life or business. I have created courses on everything from dating and relationships to productivity, from entrepreneurship and marketing to creativity, from leadership and personality types to mental models. In fact, whenever I learn about a new area or domain of life or business, I keep in mind that someday I'll probably create a course about it. This encourages me to learn at a deeper level, take better notes, and practice teaching what I learned to others to prepare myself for creating a bigger course later. If you're interested in learning how to create an online course that you can sell for high prices online, visit my website and watch my video about my digital product blueprint course. It will give you a lot more information on how to do it, and if you'd like, you can join me for a 90-day immersion course that will help walk you step by step through the process. Other information business models. Along with coaching and digital products or online courses, you can also produce knowledge products in the following formats: masterminds, membership sites, webinars, group coaching, ebooks, podcasts, interview series, social media. The key is identifying a niche where people are looking for solutions and then to create high-value information that they want to buy to get the outcome they want. I believe that everyone should learn the skills required to build an online information or knowledge product business. What you learn in the process is priceless. This business model teaches you so many valuable life and business skills, it will surprise you. To succeed at building a knowledge-based business, you must learn very important long-term skills and go through a series of important insights. You have to learn how to really understand people and their needs, create products and services that they want to buy, then market and sell what you've created in a high-integrity way. You must learn how copywriting and marketing funnels work and how to manage a growing business. It's the ultimate work-study job. Even if the business model you try doesn't work out, you'll walk away with real-world experience and skills in areas that will become more valuable to you over your life and career. Even if you don't find success, or it's not what you wind up doing long-term, this adventure is still priceless. The models will stay with you forever, and again, they become more and more valuable over time. As you transition to other types of roles, or start other types of businesses and move into investing, you take all of this with you, and you'll be a much more powerful communicator, marketer, teacher, and explainer. Reminder, get a summary of this entire book, plus written implementation exercises for every chapter, additional bonus sections, and access to a free class to help you discover your best opportunities by visiting opportunitybonus.com. My favorite opportunity in business. In the future, each of us will likely have dozens of different roles, positions, jobs, and business projects, spanning several entire careers in several domains or industries. We have been transitioning from a world of physical productivity to a world of mental productivity as we become what Peter Drucker called knowledge workers. To thrive in this future, I recommend that everyone launch and build an information business by writing a book, teaching a course, producing a digital product, doing a podcast, becoming a coach or consultant, writing a blog, becoming a researcher, etc. In these models, it's essentially the information that's the product or service. There is a huge variation in the value of knowledge. Some knowledge is worth a lot more than other knowledge. It's up to you to identify which knowledge you have that is worth the most to others, and then to package it up in a format that has the highest perceived value. I recommend that you begin by learning the skills of personal coaching and life coaching. These are cornerstone skills that I believe everyone needs to learn and succeed and win in the future, in all contexts of life. It's also a great way to do paid research to learn more about potential future customer needs. What could you teach others that would help you learn in a deeper and more profound way? Who would be an interesting type of person to coach personally in order to learn the tools of personal coaching? What knowledge do you have that would be most valuable and useful to others that you could package up into a book, online course, or digital product?